Investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Technology Thursday, sponsored by Knauss Auto Park. This afternoon, a top TV network and a leading cable company are getting into streaming. We welcome Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, as always.
Okay, we have Comcast and we have Univision, both getting into the streaming game. There's really no other way to analyze this other than to say they're trying to get those cord cutters back in-house.
Right. You know, I think everybody's resigned themselves to the idea that there is a certain population, and generally speaking, that's a younger population and a larger and growing population that isn't buying into buy or pay TV. So I think the thinking is, hey, we know they're out there. We know they like video content. We know they're very active on their devices. How can we capture that audience? How can we capture those customers who aren't going to buy our, in the case of Comcast, our pay TV package? They're not going to buy it from us, but we can sell them something else. And for $15 a month, just rolled out recently in Boston, it's coming to Chicago. They've got this Stream TV offering that's going to give you the local broadcast channels, the local over-the-air stations, and HBO on your laptop, your tablet, your phone, in your home.
Is there a time where this starts to get crowded? And what I'm thinking is, you have the cable providers, then you have all the cable channels, you have the premium channels. If everyone starts offering their own $5.99 a month, $10.99 a month, $15 a month package, at some point, even those cord cutters are going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to take one or two, and then I'm going to be done with this.
Cisco, you've hit the nail on the head. I think it is becoming I think all of these are transitional technologies, from the distribution partners with their set-top boxes to these streaming services. I think the level of complication and analysis required by the average customer to really pencil this thing out and to decide whether they're getting a better deal if they get this package or create their own little bundle, or how they go about doing this, is getting to be extremely difficult. And I think your comments are right on the money. And I will add, however, that I think it gestures at what the true future is for this, which is a direct relationship, follow me here, between content creators and the customers, where there is no aggregator, there is no middleman, other maybe then for billing. But generally speaking, all the channels that we watch are platform agnostic. They're apps that we subscribe to individually, and we create our own little cable TV package in our own home, available on all our devices. That's nirvana for the customer. I don't know how long that's going to take to roll out, but I think all of this, as you gesture at, is sort of a preview of that world.
Well, content will be king. If there's nothing good to watch, it doesn't matter how you watch it. Tom, thanks so much. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Join us.